good.
I'm very excited. But I guess, but yeah, today I don't really have anything prepared. So I'm probably just gonna go through Spotify and pick songs at random that I like. If you've ever listened, I was also on Block Party before with Matt Gerber. If you've ever known me, I'm a huge Vampire Weekend fan. So I can't think of any other way to start off this to start off the show other than with a Vampire Week a song from Vampire Weekend album. So here it is. So here we have Obvious Bicycle, the first song off of Modern Vampires of the City, released back in 2013. So here is Obvious Bicycle.
The LED still flickers in your eyes. All you ought to spend, face the razor, because no one's gonna spare time for you. No one's gonna watch you as you go from a house you didn't build and can't control. All you ought to spend, face the razor, because no one's gonna spare the time for you. You ought to spare the world you labor. It took 20 years and no one's told the truth. So listen.
Thank you.
And we are back. Definitely a few mistakes already made on the board. First of all, if you're listening to this on recording and it just cut in, then that's because I forgot to start recording initially. And then also there was a few mistakes on the board, but I'm getting used to it. So I will assure you the first couple weeks are definitely going to be mistakes everywhere. But I'll try my best so that I can get the music to you as cleanly and crisp as possible. So next up, another huge band I'm a huge fan of is definitely Phoenix. Again, kind of similar to Vampire Weekend in a sense that, you know, they are kind of that alt-rock group, and I do have I do like alt-rock. But I guess I'll follow up with a Phoenix song. Actually, it's kind of interesting. The way I got introduced to these two bands was that my sister, I used to never pay for any music on my phone, and I would literally just like have my sister put music on my phone, and occasionally she'd like throw songs on there that I'd never heard of or I never listened to, and some of those songs were Phoenix songs, some of those songs were Vampire Weekend songs. So I really started listening to them a lot, and since then I've grown and really kind of have my own fascination with them. But yeah, so I guess for this one, I'm gonna go ahead and pick my favorite, probably one of my favorites off of the Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix album, which is Rome. I guess if anything, this would be a shout out to my friend Peter Trenti right now, who is actually currently studying abroad in Italy. So hope you're having a good time, Peter. But here it is, Rome by Phoenix.
Is it teasing you with underage? Could he be waving from a tropical sunset? Static silhouette somehow. Single in his bed someday. Quiet till it falls, falls, falls. Rome, 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 Rome. Focus, looking forward. The Colosseum, oh no. What'll I say? What can I say?
And so that was Rome by Phoenix. Interestingly enough, even though I think almost all their, most of their music, at least most of the mainstream music, all the mainstream music is all in English, but they're actually from Versailles, France. Or if you're like me and you're from Kentucky, it's called Versailles. Anyone else from Kentucky that knows about Versailles, particularly if you're here at Lafayette, contact me, because there's no other Kentucky people that live here, I swear to God. Anyway, moving on, and I guess kind of keeping with the vibe we got going tonight with the, you know, this kind of, with the alt-rock, another great band that I've really come to like since I got to college. I know it was it's always been a favorite of my sister's and a good favorite of one of my other good friends, Two-Door Cinema Club. You know, and they've put a lot of good music. But the song I'm gonna play tonight is Next Year, off their album Beacon, which was released back in 2012. This is one of those songs that I feel like I haven't heard in a while, because I feel like I didn't listen to a lot of music over the summer, and now that I'm back on college and getting into my Spotify, getting back into my Spotify after not having it when I was in Spain, basically. But anyway, getting back into music and stuff. So, but yeah, here is Next Year by, it's a great song. And yeah, so here it is. Next Year by Two Door Cinema Club.
To rest my head tonight, so I won't promise that I'll speak to you today. But if I someday
That was Next Year by Two Door Cinema Club. So next, I just pulled up an old playlist from one of my old, back when I was with a couple other people. Just again, because I wasn't sure what to play, and I didn't want to go back to playing, keep playing Vampire Weekend and Phoenix all night, as much as I love those bands. Definitely want to kind of mix it up. But actually, yeah, I just found the song I was looking for. So obviously, I'm sure many of you have heard of Khalid. Really like the guy. His music is great, and it's crazy to think that he's younger than me, or at least my age, approximately. This song is it's definitely particularly special to me, because there's definitely been a number of things in my life that I can relate this kind of song to, I'll just leave it at that. It's called Coaster by Khalid. It was off of his album American Teen. Here it is. Here's Coaster by Khalid.
Away for you, I'll be there to wait for you. Maybe you weren't the one for me, but deep down I wanted you to be. I'll still see you in my dreams, all the things that I did for you just wasn't it for you. So I'll be coasting, a roller coasting. When the one that you love moves faster than you. I gave you my all, I showed the proof, realizing you weren't worthy. You don't deserve me. As time passes, I'm feeling high. You're not the one I'm thinking of tonight. I may not be over you, but I'll try inside. I'm feeling better now, finally feeling special now. I'm coasting, I'm roller coasting through my emotions. I will be, yeah. Coasting, I'm roller coasting. I noticed you weren't the one for me.
So that was Coaster by Khalid. Once again, went back and found a great playlist that's got a ton of good music on it. Right now, my friend Matt's Spotify is really is really coming in clutch to give me some ideas. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, so yeah, the next song that we've got up is one that I discovered, I think it was my freshman year. So just to give you an idea of where I'm pulling this from, there was this really like awesome playlist that we created. At least my friend Matt and I created, and we made additions since then. It's called Chill, and actually we have two volumes of it: Chill Volume One, Chill Volume Two. And Chill Volume One was literally, I swear, like it was our soundtrack to chilling out on Anderson Courtyard when we just didn't really want to do any other work, and you know, when weather was nice, and just we would shove our responsibilities to, or at least I would tend to shove my responsibilities to about 2 in the morning. You know, it wasn't the healthiest of times, but let me tell you, I had a lot of great memories, and definitely, you know, I've made lifelong friends from hanging out with those guys. I think that's Matt and some other my other friends. But yeah, so this is one that I always love, and I guess here it is. So it's called "Come On" by Panic and Fun. So the two of them working together from this song. So here it is, "Come On."
It's getting late and I can't seem to find my way home tonight. Feels like I'm falling down a rabbit hole, falling for forever. Wonderfully wandering alone. What would my head be like if not for my shoulders and without your smile?
So we are back. So that was Come On by Panic at the Disco, and Fun, like I said, taking me back to freshman year, spring semester on Anderson Courtyard. So the next song I have for you is definitely, I think, for all of us mostly, is going to be a throwback called Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. Now I'm not a huge Florence and the Machine fan, nor, it's not an artist that I listen to much. But see, the thing about this song that's interesting, there's a few songs like this in my life where I never cared much for them at all. But eventually, I would hear it being blasted out of my sister's room for months on end, to the point, that I would eventually enjoy the song. And Dog Days Are Over is definitely one of those songs for me. It was just, I didn't care much for it, and then I heard it so many times that eventually I did come to like it. So I guess just for the sake of a little throwback here it is, Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. Thank you. And there you have it, Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. Now, funny enough, I know they also did a song for Great Gatsby, which has an incredible soundtrack. And you know, now that I think about it, I'm going to pull up the Great Gatsby soundtrack. Because I want to see if there's any good songs. Say what you will, it was the movie may or may not have been great. But I have to admit, I definitely liked it. There's nothing here I really like. Yeah, no. I actually kind of got caught off guard. I was checking a song to see if it was, make sure it's all good. But let me find another one instead. Let's see. Look. Sorry for my unorganizedness. Alright. So, I'm going to go back to Vampire Weekend simply because I just love it so much. Yeah. Alright, so here. Alright, so I'm going to play. Which one should I play? Because there's a lot of good ones. So I guess what I'll go with is I'm going to play Campus. And I initially had about the first five songs off of this album. And Campus was one of them. And I think it was A-Punk, Mansard Roof, Campus, and then I Stand Corrected, and The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. Those were like, about five songs that I had off this album that were on my, like, you know, MP3, you know, on my like iPod back when I was a kid, and I listened to these things. I kind of almost wore them out, but I do still really like them. And so yeah, I guess I want to play one of those five, kind of, because again, this was kind of like, you know, the songs my sister put on my phone, and then I started listening to them. But this one actually I really like. In fact, the thing I love about Vampire Weekend is that they're kind of this band that's like, they're all kind of preppy, you know. And some people call them the whitest band ever. Maybe that's the case. But the thing about them I love is that they seem kind of like they're within this very, you know, preppy, exclusive world. I mean, they all went to Columbia and stuff. They're brilliant. But there's this, like, aspect that they're kind of in it, but then at the same time, while they're, you know, within it, they're also turning a very kind of a dirty eye, like, to these snobby rich people. And it's really kind of interesting. I guess I somewhat identify with that in the way I was brought up. But yeah, I just really like the music, and I think they have a great sound. So yeah, I'm actually gonna go with this one. It's gonna called The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. One of my favorites for sure. So yeah, hope you enjoy it. The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend.
Go!
So that was The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend, off of their debut album by the same name, Vampire Weekend. So yeah, I really like that one. In fact, I think that was I had a friend, well, back when my friend Matt was doing a radio show and I wasn't on it, he asked for suggestions, and that was the song I suggested, and that was the song he played. So that was his first song I ever had playing this show. Obviously, since then, I've had numerous songs playing this show. So the next song, I was actually checking to make sure it was all good, was Sunday Candy, which is by Dunny Trumpet and the Social Experiment, which, for those who don't know, is kind of like, I guess it's one of Chance the Rapper's projects, I would say. This is, you know, none of the songs I'm playing are any recent, kind of because I got to get caught up. But this is definitely one of my favorite songs. I've really come to, over the past year or so, I've really come to like Chance the Rapper, and I think this is definitely one of my favorites by him. So yeah, let's just get into it. This is Sunday Candy by Chance the Rapper.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Slowly, taking in my body. It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday candy.
You gotta move slowly.
Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday candy. Come on in this house. It's gonna rain down time.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday if I had tweaked and missed you. You look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoe. Came and dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Seeing this crazy daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on.
Yeah.
So, sadly, that's all the time I have. I have to run off to, and I get to do a school project. So, have fun at 8 p.m. on a Friday night. But, it's got to be done. So, that's all I have for today. Usually, I'll finish out with a final song, but I guess that was Sunday Candy was the final song. So, I hope you enjoyed it. I guess I'll be back same time. You'll probably not be in the same place, or maybe you will. I don't know. I'll be in the same place. Always here from 7 to 8 on Friday nights. Maybe my music can accompany your dinner. That would be wonderful. But thank you so much for anyone who listened, and I hope you have a good weekend. And bye-bye.